Your faith will make you whole. You got something in you that can turn the world upside down. You got something in you where you can speak to a fig tree and it'll die. You got something. The Lord told me this. He says, in you. It's in you. Stop looking at people to do anything for you. Amen. I mean, you know, you understand what I'm saying. He said, go to, you know, it says that. But if you keep the word, you come into the house of the Lord. You can be feeling like you're half dead, you know. Amen. You know, just kind of stay away if you got fever, if that's what you feel. But your inheritance is in the house of the Lord. I believe that all my life. I can't stop and go somewhere else and turn around and lose that. My inheritance is in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let me go to the house of the Lord. There's a reason why David was glad. Amen. I believe it's Christ in you and Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. I have a word for you from God this morning. And I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. I want to thank the Lord. I miss brother because I'm so used to Mary and Mark walking in together. And when I didn't see Mark, I said, where is he at? You know, he's out there. Oh, she went out there. He's probably standing out there greeting people. You know, you walked out there. Feel good if he ain't here. He's not feeling well. So right now we send the word of God to Brother Mark. We send love to him in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says Jesus sent his word and he healed them. So, Lord, we're going to step out on that scripture. And I found out this word is something else. Woo. See what time it is, Myron, because I want to know when the Lord touch him. You tell him that. 11:58, we sent the word for doing it. Lord, you are good. In Jesus' name, Father, make him feel better and right. Get him up from out of that bed up. We ask it in Jesus' name. Listen, let's take the offering because this is required of me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get ready. It's first to me. I want to thank the Lord for Jesus. Sunday we will be, maybe if your pastor was a little younger, we'd have had two services, but you're not. Every service is what I want to have a service. It's a reunion service. And I don't know, is that right? So this is what we're going to do. This is the last day of the reunion, so we're going to church. We're just going to do this once a year, because God, I got something before the Lord. I'll tell you about it if he could be here. Amen. But who I've invited, we can't hope in God to move. I expect him to move today. What about you? Thank you, Jesus. You go pray. Go ahead, brother. Yeah. Because I sure would have forgot it. Go ahead.
Number one, thou shalt not make any graven images or bow down to them. Thou shalt not use God's name in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy mother and thy father. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Number seven, thou shalt eat. Thou shalt not steal. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness. Number ten, thou shalt not covet.
Praise the Lord. Yes, that's beautiful. Okay. Will you stand just a moment? Wow. Yes. Thank you, Father. Amen. For the children being interested in learning the word. That's beautiful. You don't never know what God going to do to these kids. So just keep on putting it in them. Father, I want to thank you for the word. Come out to hear the word. Come out to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. We pray that you would anoint this servant. Lord, give me the anointing to be able to give what you have given to me, Lord. Because even if I know it, without the anointing, it's nothing. And so, Lord, I pray for a special anointing for this word because it's very important, Lord, that we do and keep it. And we ask it in Jesus' name, Father, don't forget our country. Don't forget, Lord, what's going on. I know you see what's going on in this country. Hallelujah, Lord. And we sometimes wonder, what in the world can we do? But, Lord, we got to depend on you because we don't know what to do, God. Oh, God, we're thinking about the elections coming up. We don't know who's going to be what we can vote for. We know as citizens we ought to vote. But, Lord, we don't know, you know, we just simply don't know, so we need you right now. We need you to move for our country right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. But, Lord, I know there are things going on under the cover that we know nothing about. And so, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us to trust in you because there are things that's going on in there that we don't even understand and we don't know. So I'm asking you to keep us by your spirit and your wonderful power and let us know, Lord, that man is not ruling. He's not ruling, that you have the rule over everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we hate to see our country just go under. We are living in America all our lives. Some of us are older and we have lived in a wonderful country. We go and come as we please. And a lot of times we go out, I don't know how the saints feel, but we go out and we go in the stores, we go everywhere and we say how beautiful. And we go, Lord, and we look at movies and pictures of waters and mountains and it's just a beautiful country. Praise God. And we meet a lot of beautiful people. Praise God. And some of them don't know nothing. They don't know. They're just going along whistling as they go and they don't understand and don't know. And so, Lord, where we are, we got to go and tell them to get ready. Praise the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. To get ready, hallelujah, to meet the Lord. Because, Lord, I don't know where we are on the scale, but I do know that you're coming soon. You're coming soon. I want you to know, praise the Lord, I thank the Lord for being here. And tonight begins, next 10 days, you are to praise the Lord, ask forgiveness, and let the Lord search your heart out. I think that's be wonderful. The necklace. But the feast, why you don't, let me tell y'all something. God ain't changed. On calendar. And he's looking at his calendar. And it's going to be in his time. Tonight, use it to let the Lord search him. They spent 10 days of search, heart searching. You know what I'm saying? So they don't search their hearts. So when they ever told me, they say, well, Lord, forgive me for, you know, this. We know, well, Jesus did. He sure did. But Jesus is still a Jew. And when he come back, he's going to still be a Jew. He's our God, but he don't change. Something about my Jewish heritage. It's really helped me as a Christian, helped me to understand things God for you. So if you want to, it starts at the night. It's 6 o'clock because that's when God's day starts. In the evening and the morning with the Feast of Trumpets. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that. And we can spend the next 10 days asking. Really? Yeah, I know we ask God, but I'm talking about really. See, when I ask God all the time to help me, well, that's good. Because I do too. I'm asking him every day. But now I'm really going into me. You know, I'm really just, you know, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Turn around and say, I'm getting ready to hear the word. I hope to see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock. We're taking the church. I'm doing this, I believe, to reach my loved ones. Amen. And if you invite your loved ones, they'll be reached. Amen. It's just something I feel in my heart that I want to do. Praise the Lord. It came to me in prayer, and I'm just going to do what, you know, what come to me. Praise the Lord. So we will leave up. You know that we won't, where we are, on the door, but we won't be doing this, you know, all the time. So they say, well, you know, listen, this a building. The church need to get out anyway. That's all I got to say, Lord. You know, what the Lord is doing, if you open your heart, he will tell you some things. Things that you didn't think that, you know, you think the other way. But the Lord is impressing upon me, amen, that is me. You know that song, it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. What is me standing in need of prayer? You know, and he began to show me that you can have nothing in him unless you see it. This seeing ain't what I'm thinking about doing. Just stay with me. But everything that the apostles and everything that Abraham accomplished, It was what he saw. So I'm asking God to give me, then the Lord said, ask to see. So they have eyes, but they don't see. Ears that they don't hear. So I'm asking God to give me them seeing eyes. I want to see. I don't want to be blind. People got eyes, but they don't see. Because if they see, they'd get saved. But they don't see. And he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall. Y'all think that means at the end, don't you? No. It could mean at the end, but it means now. You'll see, you'll understand. See and understand. Let's go to Genesis. Father, help me. Help me, Lord. Because I know that the husbandman must be first partakers of the fruit. Me first. Genesis 13, and I'm going to start with the 14th verse. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes. He didn't say lift your hands up. He didn't say pick your feet up. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are northward and southward, eastward and westward. So he got up and looked north, and he looked south, he looked east as far as he could see, and he looked west. I preached this once before, but I got something else for this here. This is deeper. He told Abraham to get up and do this. He said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. Now still he ain't got no children. So he had to have something in his heart that he believed God, even then. He wasn't as old as he was. You know, God will let you think that, you know, he's going to let you know who he is. Watch it now. He'll tell you something in an impossible situation like he did her and work it out so you'll know it ain't nobody but God. All you got to do is keep your mouth shut. Amen. That's all. Quit trying to figure it out and work it out and get your pencil and paper and stuff. He will come when you least expect. Let me tell you. And I told God, I said, Lord, he said, the things I have said to you, you got to see these things. Amen. That's what he told me. He said, look at, well, I understand that. I'm going to try to explain to what I'm feeling. You got to understand. You got to, in your heart, well, listen. This person that want to be, to get a gold medal, you know, little bitty kid, one of these days I'm going to get a gold medal. And one of these days I'm going to outrun everybody. That thing gets in her heart or his heart. It's got to get in your heart. It's got to get in your heart so that it'll move you toward what you want. You move toward what you want, you decide, well, Lord, I want to do so and so, and there you sit. Don't work. And I'm not talking about sin literally. Let me show you something. Stay with me now. Y'all stand with me. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Because you, that's what you said. I came to hear the word. That's what you said. Now, whether you meant it, he said, I'm going to make your seed like the dust of the earth. Whew. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Now, here's the instructions. Get up. Arise. Anytime God ever came to anybody, even Peter when he was in jail, you know, he didn't, the angel come knock on him and sit him outdoors. He said, get up, Peter. Arise. Listen, children, it's something about us arising. It's something about us getting up, arising right today. We got to get up from where we sitting. Y'all stay with me now. And go toward what God has said. How do I do it? He'll show you. He's going to show us how to possess what we need to possess. So you know what Abraham did? He said, walk through the land to the in the length of it, the breadth of it, for I have given it to you. Do you know Abraham believed God? And it was counted for him for righteousness. He didn't say, well, I, no, the Bible said he got up right then and went to somewhere else. And he was in Cana. Cana was promised to these people. Cana was a fruitful this and that. But he said, I'm getting up and I'm going a little further. So he got up and walked, and he was in Mamre. Mamre was a place where they had beautiful oak trees, but it was a long stretch of land with where the giants used to live. But he said, I got to get up, because he done told me to look northward, southward, eastward, westward. Now here it is, I've never seen this before. He didn't say, now first of all, you go east. Then when you get east, then you go west. He didn't say that. So Abraham gathered in himself. He said, he told me everything I see is my inheritance. Everything God has told you, he told me to tell you this. Everything God has told, stop, listen. If God tell you something, this is where we miss it. We all miss it right there. And while you down still praying for what he done said, I'm talking about if you know that God said it, walk toward it. Start thanking him for it. Stop crying and begging him for what he done said to you. Now that's what he told me. He told me, so you stop this. You, what I said about this church, he said, get up and walk it out. Walk it out. Get up. He said, and go toward it. I said, well, Lord. He said, well, you starting, you know, you got over there to VFW hall. Walk it out. Stop going in the same old. Listen to what folk, same old. He said, if you walk, I'll let you inherit it. I'll give it to you. If you walk in it, you got to walk in it, sister. You got to. You got to get up and do what God has said toward what he told you. Am I making sense? Hallelujah. We spend all our time on our knees crying about what God done said already to us. When you could be walking toward it. You know what? I had a phone call. I called Al. He was the only one to call. I had a terrible phone call the other morning. And my son. And so the enemy was wanting to really make me really, you know, down. I had something come on me. I said, oh, no, you don't, devil. I said, the Lord done told me this thing is over. And I went through that house and I praised God. I said, God, you said it's over. I said, you said it, Lord. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what happens. I'm going to walk and I'm going to say, I thank you for saving my son. I thank you for raising him up, making him a preacher again. That's the way you do it. You don't sit down and go back, oh. Because the devil going to try to make you think God ain't said nothing. Hallelujah. Because the things that God, listen, God told Abraham. Now, y'all know that story. I'm not making up nothing. And after he told him he's going to give him the seed, he said, well, I got Eliezer that work here. You know, he could be me. He said, uh-uh. He's talking to this 90-year-old man. No. He said, the seed going to come from you. Now, wait a minute now. Now, they say he didn't laugh, but Abraham did laugh. Yes, he did. Y'all just blame it on us. Abraham laughed, too. And even though he got it together after he laughed, he was laughing because of joy. That ain't what the Bible says. But I just love God because he still say Abraham didn't stagger at the promise. But he was that humanity came in there. Abraham is an old man. He ain't got nothing to have no babies. His wife is 90 and he 100. And his Lord telling him he gonna 50. He getting ready to father a child. That ain't gonna happen in the natural. He dead, she dead, everybody dead. And but that's the way our God is. Hallelujah! That's the way he is. Praise the Lord. And so when the word come to you, like if come to this church, Tawana have, you know, dream things because she's a pathetic dreamer. And so I started, I ain't praying no more about that. I'm claiming it. I said, you don't already said it. What I'm praying for? No, Lord. I said, you're going to take the roof off this house? Let me tell you what happened this morning. And God honored what I'm thinking. I came to church this morning, and I came down in. And that church was packed. People coming. I couldn't even get down the road hardly. They driving at you. I mean, just driving. I said, what in the world are they having there this morning? And they head up there. They having some dinner. And they having some kind of show. And I say, he said, see there? I said, yeah, we're going to have some dinner and a show too. But ain't going to be like they think. I said, Lord, he said, if you lift me up, if you lift me up, get your mind. He said, if you lift me up, I'll draw men. He said, if you lift me up, now you know what? It ain't easy, sister. Listen, you know, yeah, you're going to be tired. You think you was tired? You think you've been tired? You think you've been tired? To do what we need to do, it's going to be violent. Now lay me down to sleep, ain't going to get it no more. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. After that, before I wake, pray the Lord. You teach that to your kids. But we getting ready to pray. That's the only way you can get it done. Amen. Because the Bible says, ever since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. We got to take it. The devil ain't going to give it to us. You got to take your healing. The devil ain't giving you your healing. You got to take it. You got to take your prosperity. The devil ain't not going to give you nothing. So Abraham got up and said, well, let me start moving here now. The Lord didn't tell him to go to Mamre. He got up and went. Because he said, I got to go to the north and go to the south. I got to go to the east. I better get going because I'm getting a little old. And go to hallelujah. So I was walking up on the, I said, well, you know, Lord, he kind of like me. I'm getting a little old. I got to get moving. Shoot. Hallelujah. And take what God has given to you. Somebody said, well, you know, so-and-so said something. And then somebody else came and says, now the Bible said by the mouth of two. You done got two. Somebody telling you the same thing. And you still asking God. Oh, hallelujah. So I don't know. I bought a little old thing. One that they don't even be making them no more. They little CD players. You know, the little CD player is a little portable thing that you put the little earphones. They don't even make them things no more. They're about this big around. And I had to take one of them back. So just so happened, I put one of Brother David's tapes in it, the other one that I bought, and he was preaching when he was here. He said, I'm laying my hands on these instruments. He said, I say that this instrument is going to be played. I said, yeah. He said, this church is going to fail. I said, yeah. Amen. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm ready to do. Listen, long as I'm living and can walk, I don't care where I am. If I done something I ain't supposed to do, I'm ready to straighten it out. Ain't going to say, well, I'm too old to go. No, I'm alive. I'm alive. I can move my hands, my feet, wave my hands. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get up. Let's arise and go and do what God wants us to do. Let's get up from where we are. So the Lord opened up a door over in Hidden Valley. October 17th. I talked to the lady. I wanted 7th, but somebody got the 7th. It's on a Saturday. It ain't on a Sunday. It's on a Saturday. And she said to me, "Said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to go tell them. I'm coming over there to tell them about Jesus. She said, well, praise her. She said, now she was the head of the thing, Sister Kathy. They the one, Kathy Height, I think, they built the thing. And I didn't know what she going to say. I said, I'm coming over there and tell them about Jesus. She said, oh, good. Now how you want, and so what you, she said, I tell you what, you print that up soon enough, and I will put it in the paper. Our newsletter goes all over the valley. She said, I'm going to put it in the newsletter. Honey, I took it over that Monday. Here it is. Yeah, I said, and if it got the wrong words in it, I said, you know how to do stuff. Straighten it out. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going. You going. You stay here, you going. Yes, sir. We going over there. What we call a pre-Thanksgiving gathering. How about them names, boy? She said, that's really pretty. I said, yeah, we having a pre-Thanksgiving gathering. Now, I took Jesus. I took his, what he do. He fed them. So they're going to hear the word first. They're going to sit there and hear that word first. And then we'll feed them. See. You always got to put that food down there. People will come from miles around. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You tell them you're going to feed that awful? They will pack your church out. If you put out there dinner for everybody, you couldn't get in here. Oh, man. I said, Lord, I'm going to do it the way you say. I'm expecting people. As we go out now, we can't just sit up and say, oh, Lord, send them in. Oh, Jesus. No, we got to go get them. So she gonna listen, that this is the plan. We talking about walking now, walking what we need, and rising, getting up. She gonna pass them out. They're nice. Newsletters? They newsletters, but really up the scale. They got newsletters, what happened, and this and that in the valley. And she gonna pass them out, put us in there. All right, they done be done read them. We gonna take flyers out after that. And say, did you see your newsletter? Here's some more information about it. Hallelujah. Do you need prayer? Come on out, girl. Let's meet each other. We're going to have something to say to them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to every house that we can. If enough of us go, we cover that valley. And I got people always, can I help you, Sister Dave? The lady named Sister Wynn. Now let me know, because I live right down from the valley. And now you're going to say, yes, honey, you coming to help me. You're going to come help me. So I told Alice, I'm going over there and get the people we talk to and ask them to help. Let them help do their thing that's over there. They say they saved. Come on, show me that. I ain't going to say so. But hallelujah, God has given me some plans. I'm going to follow. What about you? We got to get up. So he went. So Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, not too far from Hebron. And he built there an altar unto the Lord. He also, near that place, Machpelah, is where they put their grave site. Amen. He got up. Just because God said it. He said it, and he did it. I want to go now to Acts 16. Hallelujah. I'm thanking the Lord I ain't coughing. Lord, you something here. Acts 16. Yeah, devil, you're going to get up there and be coughing. You ain't going to preach yourself. I'm going to show you. You ain't going to tell me what to do, buddy. You done did enough. You don't did enough. The people got people sick. I ain't think about you. Oh, my God. All right. Acts 16. Now, this is a promise. This is the promise of God. And everybody, especially one of these people, this is their favorite scripture. He said, oh, my God. He said, believe. He says, what can I do to be saved? He was in prison. This is when they was in prison. And suddenly a great earthquake came, and the Lord delivered them out of prison. And so the prisoners, they know. Here's something else I'm going to stick in here right quick. When they had the saints in prison, was it Peter? I was reading in Acts. Probably it was Peter. And when the angel came, listen. When the angel came and got Peter out of prison, hit him and said, get up. The Bible say he arose. He said, put your shoes on. Throw your coat around you. And off he followed. He thought he was in a vision. So when he got out, hallelujah, he said, this is real. So when he went up to Rhodes, now hear the praying saints. Oh, Lord. Let Peter get out of prison, Lord. They're going to kill him. We need Peter. We need him. Lord, you know how we do. Oh, send him, Lord, send him. Oh, we get our song and everything together. And so here come Peter at the door knocking. Knock, 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 knock. Rhoda goes to the door, and she say, no, that ain't nothing to Peter. Slam the door. Been praying. Oh, my God. Been praying. I said, Lord, what is we? Yep, we all the same. I said, we all the same. And so, hallelujah, that she said, Peter out there, they say, oh, the praying people now. We praying, we ain't really asking God. Listen, we ask God because we think we should, but we ain't really think to get no answer. That's the way we act. We just pray, oh, God. And then when something looked like it's answering, no, that, got to come. I got in my mind how it ought to come. And it didn't come like that, so that couldn't be God. Yeah, Peter was out there knocking, and he kept on knocking. They could have been after him. He'd been knocking. They up there, they're acting crazy. He kept on knocking. They finally come in, and you know what they said? Some of the saints said, it's his spirit. It's his spirit. It couldn't be him. They praying now for Peter to get out of jail. That teaches me something, I'm telling you. I thought I've learned a lot in Acts. And when they come, when he come in, he began to talk to them and tell them, these are the miracles that God is going to give to his people and is giving to his people. Yes. Amen. This don't seem like she wasn't in no prison, but some would. And she didn't want to move. So the Lord told her, shut your mouth up, let me do it. And then somebody jumps up, I heard more of it. And the lady took up for you, the one that didn't want you to leave. See, God will get somebody to fight your battles. God got somebody, he know what he's doing if you get out of it. Get out of it. Keep your mouth shut. And listen to this. Don't mess with God's folk now. Don't mess with God's folk. Because when these jailers came in to the top guy there, Pharaoh, whoever was, he examined them. How did Peter get out? Okay, you had to let him out. No, you ain't tell me. You think that's going to get out talking about, you know, there's some angel don't come and let this man out of here. You think I'm going to be a fool? I'm not going to go tell nobody that kind of crazy stuff. He killed him. Don't mess with God's folk. Don't be the one that's on that other end messing with God's people, because you're going to end up dead. Amen. You ain't got to worry about it. You don't got to worry about it. So you ain't got to worry about it. I thought about two. Amen. About this woman. I ain't going to say where I heard this from, because y'all probably going to believe it no way. But the lady that had the issue of blood. I'm talking about seeing it now. They told her when she could listen. I'm saying it again. Get it in your heart. She was not allowed to come out and touch anything. Because she was what? Unclean. Uh-oh. She wasn't allowed. I said she wasn't allowed. But when Jesus get in the mix, you better try to get there. And so she said, she heard a lot of noise and people, who was that? Said, that's the rabbi. The rabbi, she said, what? This is my chance. She come out. Now here gets my mind. If anybody knew her, they was moving back from her. So she had a little edge on folks. Because they was moving. When they knew this woman, you know, with the issue of blood, they moving back. Because, see, ceremonial, she couldn't touch nobody. Amen. But then there were those that didn't know her. They pushing and shoving. Probably knocked her to the ground. Knocked her to the ground. Maybe stepped on her finger. Maybe did whatever. Praise the Lord. But she said, if I can just touch him. If I can just touch him. If I can just touch him. And we got the same Jesus. Hallelujah. He went away, but he's with us. He said, I'll be with you forever, even until the end of the world. Yet we be sick. Why don't we say, Lord, if I can just touch him. I just want to touch the hem of your garment. And I just want you to just touch me. I know I'm going to be made well if I get a touch. And she kept on struggling. You got to come on now. And Jesus has never let anybody down. You find a scripture where he let folk down, I want to see. And you know, and when you get smart enough, if he say a little smart thing, you get smart. Like that lady did. She said, I know I'm a dog. Yeah, Jesus never called her a dog. Y'all need to get smart. But I'm a child of God. I supposed to have. I get up in the morning, and sometimes I pray the Lord's Prayer, and I say, thy will be done. Hallelujah. And children, this is the bread. He's giving me this day my daily bread. I even asked him for that. I said, wait a minute now. I supposed to have this. Children of God, listen. We are living in a broken world. Jesus put us, we are living, but listen, you're living at this time and this day. Listen good. You are living in a broken world. That is true. But we are living in this day. Why didn't you die off or be born in another generation? You are born in this generation. And if God is going to show up, he's going to have to show up in you. So you ought to be saying, oh, Lord, let me live for this generation. Oh, my God, what do you got planned, Lord? What you got planned for me? You don't sit up here and talk, oh, no. God want to use you. You said to yourself, now God wants to use me. This God want to use you. He wanted you to see, let people know he's God. He wants you to do this. And when she touched him, because whoever touched him. And then I've thought about the man who didn't even, you know, He wasn't even in the service. He come riding in there, you know. He said, Jesus, my servant is sick. He didn't turn nobody down. And you tell me he gonna turn me down? Oh, no. No. My servant is sick at home. He said, I'll come and heal him. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jairus' daughter, he said, I'll come and heal her. I'll come and touch her. He's the same God. Children of God, he hasn't changed. He's the same God. He'll come and heal you. But you got to believe that. See, it's your faith that makes you whole. Come on. It's your faith. You can get as crazy with your faith if you want to. Get crazy with your faith. Give it a time. Brother Leonard, give him a time. Hallelujah. Listen, you can give him a time. I know because I've been through this. Things I'm telling you is things I've experienced. Hallelujah. It was a time. I've seen everything. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen people's ears open. I've seen people's teeth filled. I have seen it all. And once you see it, you can never be satisfied with nothing else. I know he's a God that can do anything. Say anything. And why you sit up here saying nothing is impossible? Shut your mouth up if you don't think that, stop lying. You say nothing is impossible. And children of God, all he wants us to do is believe him. I believe he got everything up there we need. I don't believe that Ford smarter than him. Hello. I believe when I went to get that old van fixed, somebody found the part. Somebody said they didn't have the part, but they found that part. Jesus got every part you need. Your eyes, your ears, your everything. But you have to believe it. I say you got to believe it. And you ain't got to have nobody to say, all you got to do is set a test. And when I go to church, God going to do such and such thing. When I walk in that church, I'm going to get such and such thing. Amen. Amen. I know. She said, if I touch him, I'm going to be made whole. You could say, when I walk in, I'm going to do this, is this. You watch, it's going to be people that come in this church, and I'm preaching this, and they're going to walk out with limbs and everything, and you're going to be sitting here. Because it's your faith. Your faith in this Jesus that I'm talking about. He can do anything. Anything, D. You know what I thought, Deborah? I was just so happy. I just got so happy the other day. Praise God. I thought about you children. And this little silly thing came to me. I birthed that child. She came from my loins. Jackie, Gwen, they came from me. Look, Lord, look at here. I said, now you got my grandkids saved. And my great-grandkids saved. Don't you? Ooh, I got something to praise God for. But I got something to praise God for. I say, then she marries a heathen and he gets saved. God is too much. Believe him for all things. Get crazy with your faith. Don't let people tell you he won't do this and he won't do that. Because if he did it one time, he'll do it again. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He got legs, knees, everything you need. Hallelujah. He got bone, teeth, eyes, eyebrows, half, everything you need. I'm just crazy. I'm going to stay crazy till I die. And when you look at me, if you be here, me up there say, well, she sure believed. Some people say, well, God don't do that. Yeah, he do anything he want to do. He do anything he wants to do. I say anything. He want to do. If he want to do it, he'll do it. I say, if he want to do it, he'll do it. And I never seen a time where he said, I won't do it. I never seen, tell him that. Say, wait a minute now, Lord. Here this man here I'm just reading about. He was an Italian or something. I'm a child of God. Wait a minute. And you went to him. You know how you said, mama, you gay so-and-so. He can do anything. Anything. He can open your ears. He can fix your heart. He can fix your knees. He can do anything. All you got to do is believe him. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. All I'm going to do is agree with you. That's all I can do. I don't have, praise the Lord, what I have in me is agreement. That's what I have. I have agreement inside of me, Christ inside of me. And I was praying this morning. Do you ever pray that? Lord, thank you for being in me. You know, some people are scared to say, yeah, I thank God for being in me. I know Christ is in me. I know he is. I'm walking and talking, and I know Jesus Christ is, he lives in me. I know he lives in me. In spite of all, I know he lives in me. You got to come to that he lives in you. I say the devil has stopped God's people because he wants them to be inferior. Oh, he want to put an inferior out of complex in you. Well, you know, you can't do nothing. You want to sell houses? Lord, I don't care if I have to take this test 40 times. I'm going to pass it. Now, I'm going next time to pass, but if I don't pass, put it down. I'll be back next time. That's what you got to do, honey. You can't just give up. You give up, you'll never get nothing. I say, you'll never get nothing if you give up. They tell me, Mr. Penny, Mr. Ivory, the one who made the Ivory soap. Boy, he messed up so many times. Machines broken, this, that. But finally, now you can buy it in the store. With things you see up, you think, oh, so. No, them people went through something. Mr. Walmart went through something. Everybody that got anything went through something. They didn't just say, well, I'm going to do this. And so on. No, they went bankrupt. They went people rupt. Every kind of rupt. But they got it because they held on and believed they could do it. You got to believe you can do it. So I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, I'll just be very frank with you. 150 people in the church family, but now I'm just not no 2,000 or 3,000 preacher. That's what I told him. I don't know if I can take care of 2,000 or 3,000 people. And he kind of laughed. That's the truth. You don't know what you can do. But I'm kind of like Lizzie. I just kind of told him the truth, you know. Amen. God is good. I want to leave with you. Whatever you want, you got to get up and go at it. You got to get up, say get up, and go at it. You believe that? You believe that? And you can accomplish anything you want if you get up and go toward it. You sit there for the rest of your life, you won't have nothing. Then you get 70 or 80 and say, oh, here I am. You know, I should have did. I wanted to do. I dreamed about doing. I thought I'd do it. And you'll still be out. Amen. This helping you? God told me, he said, get up, rise. He said, get up. I said, Lord, I'll get to that. He said, get up. I'll give you strength. I'll give you ideas. Get up. Get up from the place you're in. You know, if your things are not working, it ain't God. It's you. So you find out why it ain't working. Thank you, Jesus. And he will help you. But he can't help you if you're sitting there. You got to help yourself. My mother said, God help those who help themselves. You got to help yourself. You going to do that now? And stop, you know, God say you healed. Whatever the devil say, believe it. Believe it. I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes. I don't care what you got. Honestly, I don't care what you got. God is a healer. My doctor, most time when I go to the doctor, they call me the preacher. And she don't tell me, take this neck, because she know I'm going to say no. Now, I'm not asking you to be like me. I'm not asking you that. I'm not asking you that. But let me say how she treated me. So they had the prompter call me the other day. Said, are you going to come in and take your wellness test? I said, no. Now, Sister David, you should go, well, you know. When I get sick enough, I'll go. If he don't hear me, amen. But long as he hears me,
All things are possible. He raised me like that, children of God. I was in a ministry that I saw, right, Daddy? We saw this legs grow, people's backs grow, and this. Listen, the girl who, you remember, what her name? Velma. She was my neighbor. And I took her to church. She had a brace on, her back was twisted. She had scoliosis. And she didn't, and he didn't, nobody ministered to her tonight. I was up in the fence. I said, Velma, go back, please. I said, God will heal you. Go back. So she got up and went back the next night. And sure enough, the Holy Ghost called her. Amen. My pastor was sitting on the thing. And she believed. She came up to that altar. And she said she felt a hand on her back. Do her hand. She didn't even say. And still healed. She wore a brace as long as I knew her. She had to have on that brace. The same God. Listen, God told me, he said, the things I did are going to be greater. He said, what I did back there in your life and to you and to my people, he said, tell them it's going to get greater. Don't look for that. Look for something greater. I got news for you. He said, look for something greater to happen. Something greater. I say something greater. Eyeballs to grow. People's hair changing. This guy said he was a brother Sid. He was sitting in the back. He said, well, why God need to do that? He do it because he wanted to. Do anything he wanted to. He said he was sitting in the back. The lady's hair was gray. It turned brown. He said. Now he preaches this superness, so he believes. Well, why God got to do that? I don't know why he did it. All I know, he let you know he can do it. Now don't go pray for your hair to get back black now. I'm saying, listen, I serve a God. Now this me. Y'all might as well know now. I'm expecting God to do everything he said in the word. I'm expecting him, well, we ain't got to go to man. Because it's going to come. Come on now. They're messing with the Social Security now. You ain't going to have no money. You better ask God to let me seek him where he can get something done. Because there ain't going to be no money. You're going to wake up one day and they're going to stop your check. What you going to do then? You know, you may have a little money. We do too. But it ain't going to last forever. Absolutely. Now they talking about, ooh, now that's a good one there, girl. They changed it. Don't you see? It's down to what we got to trust God. So anybody that tell you something foolish like, what y'all say is foolish, God can do anything, pray for them. Say, Lord, let them go. Whatever it takes to get it, let them get it. So they can help me. Amen. Because everybody ain't going to, you know, everybody just don't see it that way. Everybody just don't see it that way. But that's the way God raised me. Everybody just don't see that. Amen. And it's a revelation. It does. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And he said, we would do what he say. He will come, and they, the Father and the Son will abode in us. Now, that's what he said. I say, that's what he said. Some people just got the Father. They're just saved. Hallelujah. But I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I say, I got Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister, I ain't gonna pick on you. I don't want to be picking on people. People, I hope you don't think I'm picking on you. Sister D, I hope you don't think I'm picking on you. Come on, come up here. Let me pick on you if I am picking on you. Amen. You heard what he said last week about your gift. About your gift. Now, everybody here, y'all put your hand up here toward our sister. All the things you've gone through have kind of slowed you up. You know what I'm saying? You wonder what in the world. And you're saying, I can't say nothing, Lord, unless you say it. I can't just get up and say something. It's got to be you. It's going to be him. From this day. What is this day? The 13th? From this day. The 13th of September. Hallelujah. God is going to visit you, and out of your mouth shall come the help that the people need. For you shall stand and speak to my people. Speak words. that were not there. They're going to know that it's God. Because my plan is to raise you up for this day. This is your day, child. This is your season. This is your season. This is your season. This is your season to come forth in the Lord. And you shall speak. And it shall be. Say the Lord, Amasha. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For I have a conversation that I want to say to my people. Every time they're gathered together, I want to speak. But I have to use your mouth and your mouth and your mouth and your mouth and your mouth. I use people. I use people to edify my people. I use people. I want you to raise your hands and say, Lord, whatever gift in me, let it come out. Whatever. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be, Tawana. If I'm a child of God, it's going to be. It's going to be. Because God is going to help you. God is going to help you. It's going to have to be God. It's got to be God. Yes, Lord. Because you've been through. But he see all that. You know, and some of these things bring you to them places. Yes, Lord. It should be. It should be. To edify God's people. And all of a sudden, your mind is going to think, God, I want to help your people. You want to help people. Like you go out and see all them people, crazy folks come up to think, oh, Lord, I sure like to help them people. But now you're going to say, God, I want to edify your people. I want to edify. Give me words to speak to them. Give me words, Lord. Your words. And his word is going to come. His word. Yeah, I do too. I believe. Do you believe that, sister? Yes, sir. You go in peace. Yes, you go in peace. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother John, God gave you a gift.